You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Michelle Cobb, who's the publisher of Audiophile, has joined me for the week, and we've been getting some really interesting suggestions from her, including yesterday's about a ladies' book club that are vampire slayers, which is the most unusual thing I ever heard. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you going to end the week?
I don't know. It's flown by, but we're going to end with All Adults Here by Emma Straub, read by Emily Rankin. And there's really no other way to describe this book than delightful.
Oh, delight is good.
Yes, I've had the pleasure of meeting Emma Straub, and she's delightful. The book is delightful. It's all delightful. So,
okay, what's the story?
Our main character is Astrid. She's a 68-year-old widow from the Hudson Valley, New York, who is seeing her female hairdresser, but she hasn't told her three grown children.
You mean seeing romantically?
Exactly.
Okay.
And after seeing with her eyes an acquaintance of her get run over by a bus.
Oh my gosh.
She decides it's time to let the family know about her relationship with Bertie, who's the hairdresser.
Yeah, something like that could definitely make you focus and step up.
Yes. And the author and narrator both really make us root for Astrid and this very memorable group of characters that surrounds her. So I loved Astrid's commentary on her family members, especially her perspective on her daughter-in-laws. That was really fun. And Emily Rankin moves smoothly between the parts. There's a lot of characters to portray. She does a great job. And Astrid's three children are fantastic characters. So there's Porter, pregnant via sperm bank. There's Elliot, who is in real estate and has a pair of rambunctious, that might be too nice a word to use, twins. And Nikki, whose claim to fame was his role in an iconic movie a while back. And then you also are hearing a lot about Nikki's daughter, Cecilia, who ends up staying with Astrid after an incident with an online pedophile affects one of her friends. Ooh. So there's a lot happening, and there's all these great characters. And I'd love for us to listen and get a sense of the environment in which Astrid resides.
Oh, I'd love to. This is All Adults Here by Emma Straub, read by Emily Rankin.
It was the end of the summer, which meant that soon, from Monday to Friday, Clapham would belong to the year-rounders again. Kids would go back to school, and the summer inhabitants would go back to being weekend inhabitants, and life would return to its quieter pace. Astrid inspected her skin for spots. Ticks and skin cancer were the twin fears of anyone who spent time outdoors in the Hudson Valley, certainly for those over the age of 25. In the rearview mirror, Astrid watched Clapham go about its morning routines. Women with rolled-up yoga mats plodded slowly out of the municipal hall. Well-off summer residents strolled the sidewalks, looking for something to buy that they had somehow missed during the last 3 months. Locals sat drinking coffee at the counter at Spiro's and at Croissant City, where every 65-year-old man in Clapham could be found with a newspaper at 7:30 a.m., 7 days a week.
Oh, Straub paints such a great picture of small towns in the Hudson Valley. It's amazing.
Yes, her descriptions both of people and places
are really. And Emily Rankin really delivers.
She really does. So, you know, this is a nice book to listen to, and a lot of heartfelt stuff in here. So go out and listen.
It sounds like a good book to listen to when I'm out in my garden, gardening.
Yes. This is a book that you want to be seeing some sunshine with.
Yeah, exactly. Michelle, the week has flown by, and it's always a pleasure to have you, so thank you.
Thanks for having me, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too. Behind the Mic is supported by Blackstone Publishing. They're the publishers of Richard Adams' Watership Down, classic listening entertainment for the whole family. And during the month of May, Blackstone Publishing has been celebrating the centenary of the author's birth. Watership Down, available wherever you get your audiobooks. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, and Brian Price are contributors. Jennifer Dowell is our editor. The music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.